All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Arrowhead Springs Public Infrastructure District number one. We do have a quorum of the board. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. Today is January 27th. It's 3:37 p.m. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and the record, we'd appreciate it. We'll start with the board. Matt L., do you want to start?
Yeah, Matt Lewis, present, board member.
Ben Ferry, present board member.
Matt Rasband, present board member.
Matt Entz with Snow Jensen and Reese, district council.
Darcy Stevens, bond council with Gilmore Bell.
Aaron Wade, also with Gilmore Bell.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay, perfect. All right, so first up would be the board meeting minutes from our last meeting. Ben and Matt, I don't think Matt are. I'm going to make an assumption you guys haven't had a chance to review those.
Correct. I have not.
Okay. Here's what we'll do then. We'll put that on to the next board meeting. We'll just punt that to next board meeting. That way you guys can review them and see. I don't want you to vote on something you haven't seen. So, all right, next up with our action items then would be approval of the appointments. So that would be the approval of Ben and Matt. Matt Entz, how do you want to handle that?
I think just a regular motion from the board. I think that'd be fine.
Okay.
So I guess that falls to me since I'm the only current.
We'll let you do that motion.
Okay. So I motion appointment of Matt Rasband and Ben Ferry to the board of the PIP.
Thanks, Matt. So either Matt or Ben, you can second whichever one of you.
I'll second.
Thanks, Matt R. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, next up, we need to get board officers. So we need a chair. The chair is going to do most of the signing, signs resolutions, agreements, those kinds of things. Then we need a board treasurer, and that's typically the vice chair as well. Board treasurer doesn't have as much to sign. There's a couple year-end signatures dealing with the state auditor's office. They make us file two things every year. And then the clerk secretary is the other position. The clerk secretary signs about as much, if not maybe a little more, than the chair. Secretary clerk is considered the records officer. We help with that. We do the recording, the minutes. We take all of those. We're going to record those. We help with different things that you guys might need as far as like requisitions, those kinds of things, if you want us to do that. So just kind of that gives you a little bit of what each position does. Have you guys talked about kind of who you want to fill those positions?
And I'll just mention, I think Matt Lewis, I think you were previously serving as the vice chair slash treasurer. So you can
correct
role.
Although some documents had me listed as chair, there was some confusion in that, but yes.
Yeah. So we can, the board can keep you in that role and appoint the other positions, or we can mix everything up and appoint whoever the board wants. So it's up to you guys.
Yeah. And just to add to that, I think the only thing you just want on your radar, especially for the bond closing will be coming up in short order, is just the chair and the secretary are who sign the vast majority or pretty much all of the closing documents. The vice chair can also do that, but just making sure that whoever's the secretary isn't, leaving the country for a month or something like that, that's going to make it very difficult to get signatures.
Yeah, that's the one that can't do without for sure. All right, who's going to do what?
Matt and Ben, do you guys have direction or input on that?
I think we're generally good with whatever, you know. So if not to put people in their spot, but if you feel most comfortable having being the reoccurring member, we're fine with whatever you think best.
Okay. My only thought is on the signatures. If logistically it's easy, I'm not sure if the two of you, Ben and Matt, office together, if that makes sense logistically on signatures to where the chair and the clerk slash secretary will be signing docs simultaneously, if that makes it easier. If we think that does, then that might give the nod for the two of you guys to assume those roles, and I would stay in the vice chair role. If we don't think that will, then that's not a factor.
That actually might not be a bad idea because there will be some documents that need to be notarized for both the chair and the clerk. So again, like if you guys are in the same office, that would probably be helpful.
Yeah, we're really close to each other, so I could be the secretary and Ben could be the chair, and I think we'd have a great little thing going.
Does that feel, Ben, getting thrown under that bus that just went over you?
It would be my honor.
All right. So can I get a motion then to have what we just discussed as the board officers then? Ben is the chair, Matt Lewis is the vice chair slash treasurer, and then Matt Rasband is the clerk secretary.
Chairman, if you would.
Chairman, I propose a motion that Ben Ferry be elected as a district chair, Matt Lewis be elected as the district treasurer or and vice chair, and Matt Rasband to be elected as the clerk and secretary of this Arrowhead Springs PID.
Thanks, Ben.
I second the motion.
Matt Lewis, all those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that is unanimous. Perfect. All right, first thing up. So, Ben and Matt, here's the oath of office. Matt Lewis, I'm assuming you've done this.
Correct.
All right, so here's what I need. I need you guys to fill this out, do it in front of a notary because it does need to be notarized, and then you guys can get it signed off. What we need back is just the copy. We don't need the original. So just get us back the copy. Next one up is the conflict of interest disclosure form. So fill this out. Same thing. This one has to be signed in front of the notary. The key in Utah is disclosure. So list any companies you're affiliated with. Now, one thing with the PID legislation in the code, you guys are exempt from with the development company. Still list it, but you can still vote. You can still participate. Everything. As long as you have things listed, you can still vote. You can still participate. So the key is just disclosure. So if you have any questions, let me or Matt Entz know. So again, fill this out. Don't sign it till you're in front of the notary. Last one is the state auditor requires this one. It's the ethical pledge form. So just read it. Just says you're going to do everything the right way. Fill out your conflict of interest form. Follow the ethics of the Public Officers Employees Act. Don't take kickbacks, don't take bribes, those kinds of things. So this one does not need to be notarized. So just get this one, sign it, send us back a copy of this one. Any questions about those three?
You'll be emailing
Michael,
those to us, or do we
yeah.
already have those?
Go ahead, Matt.
Sorry, I was just going to say, even though a couple of these do need to be notarized, we actually don't need originals back. You can just scan and send back by email. So, and then did somebody have a question?
Were those already emailed to us?
No, they
Okay.
weren't. I'll send it right after the meeting, Matt.
All right, perfect.
All right. Next thing up on the agenda is the resolution, the ratification resolution. So, Darcy, Aaron, which one of you would like this one?
I'm happy to run through it.
Okay.
This is Darcy Stevens with Gilmore Bell, Bond Counsel to the District, and the resolution you have before you is aimed at doing two things. First, since there's a new board, we just wanted to give the board the opportunity to express their support for the issuance of the bonds, and the bonds were already authorized by the prior board, and as the new designated officers, the current board has already been authorized to sign all the documents in connection with the bond issuance and to execute those. We just wanted to have a documentation that you are still in favor of the bond issuance, and we the prior authorization still holds, but we wanted to give you that opportunity. And then secondly, in connection with the issuance of the bonds, we are able to take into account certain items under the code that qualify as a construction loan. We have to provide certain coverage when issuing an assessment bond. And so we just wanted to note that the developer is planning to use cash as well as available funds under a commercial security agreement that they have in place. And we wanted the board to have the opportunity to accept those as an acceptable financing under the Assessment Area Act. And those are really the two purposes for this resolution. So I'm happy to answer any questions.
Or do you guys have any questions for Darcy? You
No,
good?
not
Okay.
no.
Could I get a motion then to approve resolution number 2025-03?
Yeah, I'll do a motion to approve resolution number 2025-03 to be approved by the board.
Great. Thanks, Matt.
I'll second the motion.
Thanks, Matt. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. That is all that I show on the agenda. Do you guys have anything for us? Any questions? Anything you want to bring up?
So just so I understand, we had those meeting minutes from the 8th that we are putting to the next meeting, and these meeting minutes as well would fall to that day as well, right? Just kind of a running list of what needs to be approved at that next one.
Yep.
And we'll send those out to you when after the next meeting is scheduled. So that's not something you have to worry about, Ben.
Will you send one of those swords with it? That's incredible.
You bet. Come visit me anytime. You're welcome to play with
There we go.
it.
Matt, do you have anything else for the board?
No. Thanks, everybody.
Okay. All
Thank
right,
you.
last thing then is a motion to adjourn.
Yeah,
I
I'll
motion
propose a
to adjourn.
motion. Oh, man.
Sorry, President, I didn't mean to step on your toes. Go ahead.
I propose a motion to adjourn today's board meeting of the Arrowhead PID.
Great. Thanks, Ben.
I second.
Thanks, Razvan. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. Okay, nice to meet you guys. Look.